from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. I'm going to call this a terrible Tuesday.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Yeah, I just seen a whole bunch of terrible stuff.
All right.
And before we get to this lady who actually paid another woman $50 to hit on her dude, I got to get into this. So Keith Lee, everybody know Keith Lee. If you don't, he's a probably the biggest social media foodie out there right now, the most popular one.
Yeah, former MMA fighter too.
Yeah, I just found that out. He's from Detroit. So his brother, I think his brother still fighting.
I don't know if he's still fighting, but I know he fought longer than Keith, and I think his brother's actually like cooking now, like as a chef.
Yeah.
In some way.
Oh wow.
So interesting family arc there.
Yeah. So shout out to Keith Lee, but he was up in D.C., so he does, like, a lot of different tours. So he'll hit a city up and try some of the best restaurants there, and he often get referred to what places to go to. So in D.C., I guess he had a list of places, and it didn't really go too good, and it was so bad to the point he didn't even want to share his video reviews.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to, he felt like he wasn't really critiquing at that point.
Yeah, and it's worth noting, right? When he does this these reviews, he tries to generally like be like a good dude. I think it's one of the reasons why folks really rock with him is that you know he's religious, and I know not just because he's religious, because I mean, there's some people that are religious that are jerks, but you know, but then he's also tries to be like very much a good dude, bless people, you know, like leave good tips, those types of things. So if he, I guess he feels like he took to heart when his mom, when he was young, said, if you ain't got nothing to say, don't say nothing at all. Because he was like, yeah, we not putting these out.
So he don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to play y'all his review from when he was in Houston. And he reviewed one of my favorite restaurants, the Breakfast Club. So you could kind of get a feel for how he reviewed his good restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Today, it's all about brunch. And one thing I learned about Houston, brunch is what they do. It's the Breakfast Club. I got it. Let's try it. And rate it 1 to 10.
That's him.
That's without hot sauce.
Yes, that's no hot sauce, no sauce, no nothing. It's seasoned, it's crispy, it's juicy. That's a great piece of chicken. That's one of the best pieces of chicken I've had in a long time. I 110% understand why the Breakfast Club is a staple in Houston. This food, immaculate. I mess around to come back to Houston just for that. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I want to go sit down and eat the rest of the menu. Like, that's how I'm feeling. Like, I want to taste everything on the menu. I appreciate every last one of y'all that recommended this place. Again, this is one of those places that's already booming, but they have amazing food to back it up. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
See, that sounds like a good review, right?
It's great.
So this was his review after, I guess, his tour in D.C.
Oh, no.
Me and my family are still in the DMV, and there's a few things I want to talk about. So let's talk about it. I know we only posted about 3 spots from Washington, but we went to about 12, and we made a decision as a family and as a team, and also a personal decision, to not post most of them. So out of those 12, I probably only got like 1 or 2 more that I'm going to post. And the reason for that, a lot of those videos, in my opinion, aren't constructive at all. So for privacy of the restaurant that we went to, I'm not going to say what restaurant it is. It's the Whiten with the sweet potatoes and mac and cheese. Fortunately, I won't be trying any of it. As always, I ain't trying to be rude. I'm just be honest. The smell of this, insane. This perforated the whole car immediately. So much so that my family went back in and asked if they fried it in the same grease that they did the shellfish. And come to find out, they do. And it smelled like it. It smells like shellfish. It smells like frozen fish. It smells like fish. It smells almost unedible, in my opinion.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I was going to ask y'all, is this terrible?
No.
Well, I mean,
it's honest.
The food clearly is. Like,
yeah, hey, the food is terrible.
Let's have a little bit of a, you know, differentiation between oils and everything, make sure that this works right. But no, man, like, I think he typically handles this really well. Like,
that's not terrible.
Nah, I don't think it's terrible. I like what you're doing
there. I would be thankful that he didn't mention my restaurant name if that's how he felt.
Yeah.
You know?
It got to be a really bad restaurant for you to...
Awful. Well, they cook fish and macaroni and cheese in the same grease.
Oh, God.
Wait, why are we cooking macaroni and grease anyways? I feel like we might be doing this.
That's not how you
way.
Do it.
Unless it's like a fried macaroni ball or something or whatever.
So it's not terrible.
No, not
on Keith's part.
No, not on
Keith's part. Now, I know there's some people that are coming for Keith's voice.
Yeah, he was under fire for this, too. A lot of people didn't really appreciate this, but I think
good.
It's honest, man.
No, he's good.
They're not going to go see him, though.
Yeah. That's right.
Bet you won't fight him, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so now to the good stuff. So I ran across this series. What's funny is it's a series on Snapchat called Second Chance.
Oh, I forgot about Snapchat.
I did too. I guess it's still going. They actually have a series on there, and it's like a relationship series where you have a couple that probably broke up and it probably didn't end well.
Yeah,
and they want to try to repair it a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they go in the room, they sit face to face, and they try to talk it out to see what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody might say, oh, I really want to be with you. Let's make it work out. And I ran across this couple, and apparently this girl paid another woman $50 to try to hit on her dude to see if he was cheating or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the audio right here. We're going to play half of it first, and I want to get y'all thoughts on how y'all feel about this.
So are you ready to be honest and tell me that you're cheating on me?
Is that how we're going to start this off?
Yeah, that is it. We haven't talked about it yet.
I didn't cheat on you.
I know that you did.
How do you know this?
Because the girl you cheated with, I paid her $50 to hit on you.
Why would you pay a girl to talk to me? That's some crazy.
You were giving off horrible energy, but I had a series of events leading up to that.
A series
of
events?
Like you flirting with other girls, you eyeing other girls.
Who would I ever flirt with?
Oh my gosh, all the girls at your gym?
You're not at the gym, so how can you say I'm flirting
with Instagram. I've seen it.
What do you mean?
You're over there liking all these girls' Instagram pictures, your workout buddies with all these different girls at your gym. And you're literally posting thirst traps, like ad pics, like,
I'm a trainer. I have a fitness Instagram. So when I see other people that have fitness pages,
so you're gonna,
it's
like,
called building them
sexy
up.
Girl. Oh, whatever. You're so sexy. You're going to like that?
It's for work. It's innocent flirting and help me get clients to continue to make money.
What is like respectful in a relationship?
Trusting
like
the person and not paying somebody to see if they would cheat.
But it happened.
Not true.
You went on a date with this girl.
It wasn't a date.
She literally told me that you took her out to eat.
No.
Yeah, and you guys hooked up. You can't sit here and deny that.
I am denying because it's not true.
Okay. Sure.
She's a client, and after we were working out, we got food, which was across the street.
That's not what she told me.
That's what I'm telling you.
She told me you guys had sex.
I'm telling you we didn't.
So are you saying she's lying?
I'm saying she's lying.
Let's find out from her.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so how y'all feel about that? Who do you think is, first of all, in the wrong here? Who is terrible here? And also, what do you think happened after this?
All right, so first of all, run as fast as you can, as far away
That's
as you
terrible.
Can. Dude, run away as fast as you can, as far away as you can. And not trying to be, sexist here or pigeonhole someone or characterize them in a particular way. But that woman is crazy. That woman is
That's terrible.
Bat bleep. You know what? And by the way, and I mentioned this to Reggie in the break, I think this happens a lot more than you think it does.
Huh. I agree with that. I think the only thing is, I don't think a woman is paying another woman.
They get a friend. But yeah,
they usually set up burner accounts. They might get some type of burner Instagram with a hot girl on there.
Yeah.
And try to DM them to see if they take the bait.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Look, if it's happening, I'm not very familiar with it. I'm very much I keep it one way. All the way around, because I don't have time to be going with this. I'm still not sure exactly who I think is like actually like on this, because I could see it, right? I could see a situation where he'd be out here in these streets, because he was real slick with it. First of all, he didn't confirm or deny anything off front. He was just deflecting.
Yeah.
And then as he felt it out, he was like, all right, I know what my plan of attack is. Now, it could be that, or it could be that he is absolutely in the right and she is wilding on him for some things that should be very evident with the, you know, with the training. So I kind of want to see how this resolves itself, or if resolve might not be the
right word.
Yeah,
we need an update here, but by the way.
We got an update.
Okay, let's get the
update. Yeah, so now they brung in the girl that he was allegedly hitting on.
Okay.
Took on a date and all this other stuff. So yeah. They pulled her up on the screen and she gave her side of the story.
Paula, can you tell him what you told me?
So I pretty much told her that he took me to this really fancy restaurant, and afterwards we went back to my place and hooked up.
And that he came onto you in the car and you guys were kissing.
Wait for it.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Oh, why would you sit here and lie?
I lied because...
So you weren't telling the truth?
I didn't think that she deserved you, so I lied. Whereas my girlfriend, clearly she doesn't value the faithful, amazing man that you are. I thought, you know, maybe I have a chance because...
So you thought you had a chance with him, so you're trying to homewreck us so that you can be with him?
Wow.
Thanks.
All right, so
that's good reality TV, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to watch this.
Oh, I didn't say all that, but that's because that was a twist and a half.
Yeah,
I didn't even consider that it was the third lady out here. I was like, no, I actually want a shot. Yeah, then this what I will tell you is all this is toxic. I don't know who exactly. Well, third woman in here. She's definitely terrible.
Yeah, she need to. Yeah, that guy need to stay away from her.
But the first one is terrible.
The whole relationship. Yes. Yeah, the whole relationship. Y'all need some help.
You're paying someone $50. Hey, go see if this guy's willing to cheat on me.
I would stay away from everybody at this point.
Everybody just break up and go different ways.
I would
lose each other's numbers.
I would give the second one more benefit of the doubt than the first, because at least she's like, all right, this guy's pretty cool. He doesn't deserve the psycho that paid me $50. That's what I would side with her much more than
I'm doing. Like the guy in White Man Can't Jump, after he got schooled on the court, both of you mother effers is crazy. I'm going to the car to get my other gun.
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, all of that is a mess. And I mean, yeah, that's reality TV for you, I guess, technically on Snapchat in this instance. But yeah, that. It almost, to be completely honest, kind of sounds fake all the way around. Like, this is really set up, but at least they set it up to where it was real salacious. I know somebody in there eating popcorn feeling good about themselves looking at their phone.
Yeah, fellas, just be careful out there, man.
Okay.
It's a lot of craziness out there. And honestly, this whole situation could be fake, but stuff like this happens in real life.
I totally believe that.
Yeah, like, look, it happened to me a couple times back in the day.
Oh, somebody you got set up?
Somebody tried to set up a fake profile.
Oh, I believe it.
And I'm like, this is clearly fake. Like, this hot girl ain't trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking the hook.
I mean, God bless all of them, man, if that's the way that you're going about this, man. And God bless the people that are dealing with situations like this for real, for real. Like,
yeah.
I hope you find some level of peace, because I couldn't do it. I absolutely could not.
Yeah, that's a terrible Tuesday, man.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible Tuesday. Figgy Smith's tape every day at 1:20.
That's right. Appreciate you bringing it to us, Fig. It's always a pleasure to have it. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Look, man, it's been a full show and a full day of, you know, updates when it comes to the Texans as they try and cut down to 53. One thing that is worth noting also, as soon as we went to break, after talking about the idea of, hey, the Rams have Ernest Jones, the linebacker, out there, is that something that could be interested in? Mm-hmm. I guess the Titans maybe were like, hey, no, don't even think about it, because they are now acquiring Ernest Jones in a trade. So not only is Ernest Jones not going to be on this team, which I don't know if that was like ever really.
It was just intriguing.
But now he's going to be an opponent, and that's a solid linebacker that adds to this Titans team. And
they loading up, man.
That is, yeah, they are trying to load up.
They having a big free agency.
They gonna have to get out here and play though.
They spending way more money than I thought. I thought they was going into a rebuild.
Yeah, now that is true.
So we'll talk about that, the Texans, Titans, all that, but we'll also go back around, make sure that we have all the cuts squared away before we hand over to the drive. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.